Hello, hello. We got hit video. Let's see.
There we go. All right, we'll get this nice and set up, nice and good here. Yeah, there we go.
All right.
I'll get it all set up here.
Okay.
And look, I got our little mascot here too, Buster.
Hi, Buster. I love cats.
Well, he is quite the cat, that's for sure. let's see. Let's try these. Okay.
Yes.
No.
Get my co-host on here. Yeah. Randy.
Yeah. There we go. There we go. All right. We are good.
Okay. Let me just accept her. Okay. All right. Give us a few seconds. Brandy, I just accepted you, darling. Okay. What's up, you guys? This is Kelda Music here with Diva Talk Live, the podcast. And we have another amazing guest. He actually does music video promotions as well as additional music promotions, whether it's Spotify playlists, whether it's online any kind of digital promotions. I'd like to welcome the president of Hip Video Promo, Mr. Andy Gessner.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Oh.
Yes. And we have my lovely co-host, Brandy, with B. Nicole Styling. How you doing, Brandy?
Well, how you guys doing today?
Good. Yes. So let's get right into it. Andy, you do so much. I've been following Hip Video for I don't know how long. You guys have been in full effect with your business for years. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about Hip Video?
Well, I was a hungry bass player, rock and roller, creative that had the pleasure of playing my first musical event in 1980.
Whoa. Yes. Oh, my God.
Identified aging rocker, old fart. So after years of living it and breathing it, and sweating it and bleeding it in year 2000, it was either reinvent myself or go sell appliances at Best Buy. I don't know what I would have done. And a dear friend, someone that I've always trusted, he said, Andy, not for nothing, this new thing called the World Wide Web. it's only going to be a matter of time before the entire human family will be able to watch music videos on their computer. Imagine that. So I figured if that's the case, let me jump in. I'd rather try something and fail than do nothing and succeed. So Hip Video Promo was born October 26th of this month. We'll be turning 22 years old. I've been a top shelf world-class cherry picker. As a fellow creative, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. So if someone sends me a video that is not a good first impression, you guys have been on YouTube, right? There are some not too good music videos on YouTube. Ha! So I would tell a client the truth. And it has a certain ring to it, then fib to them. Because as we all know, if I were to start to promote subpar music videos, my decision makers and gatekeepers... they wouldn't respect me in the morning.
Yeah, no, totally. It's not a good look for your company.
So. No. We want to be in on the ground floor of the best, and we're very appreciative. 80% of any challenging task, especially in this industry, is just getting started. And as we've all seen, your visual really has become your most potent and powerful piece of marketing currency. People listen with their eyes. So if you've got a great, well-crafted, fully realized video, that is your best way to bring people into your tent. Absolutely.
Now, does that mean spending more money on your video, or is it just about the quality itself, or what is a good video to you?
Well, it's certainly not budget. It's not choreography. It's not always makeup, fashion. It's real. When you get done watching this music video, if you have no other visceral urge than to watch it again, then you know you've got a winner. And some of my most successful video campaigns have been videos that were more created on a shoestring budget with a great idea. We've all seen videos that look very much like they were a large budget affair, but it's a dud.
Even coming from some of the most major artists sometimes.
That's true.
Yeah. And so what was the very first music video that you promoted through Hit Video?
Well, it was October of 2000. It was a hard rock band called Amen, The Price of Reality. And it was Virgin Records. And about 6 months later, they came to me and said, we've got this new band called 30 Seconds to Mars. And we're not quite sure because the lead singer is an actor. And we all know when an actor fronts a musical group, it usually doesn't end well. Can anyone say Keanu Reeves?
Aha!
Actually, I went to see Jared and the boys in New York City. It was August 15th, 2001. And he invited me to go see them at the Khyber Pass in Philly the next night, which is literally a hole in the wall. And that was the beginnings of 30 Seconds to Mars. And though you got to imagine Jared is a pretty busy guy with everything he does, his musical group has reached the pinnacles of the music industry. A year later, we got a call from Lost Highway. They had a video from Johnny Cash. My jaw hit. And they weren't sure what to do because in the video, it looked kind of like he was going to shift off this mortal coil. And what's more is it was a Nine Inch Nails cover. That's the legendary Johnny Cash Hurt video. And once we had promoted that video, we were off to the races.
Wow, that is amazing. And congrats to you. Oh my gosh. Well, wanted to ask you, what was your very first hip-hop video that you promoted?
It was Zion I.
Oh, snaps. Oh, my gosh. Wow. And so how did that come about? Like, they just came to you or their label came to you, I'm sure?
Well, actually, it was 2005, and I was very upfront. I said, gentlemen, I do not know the lingo. Mm-hmm. I do not know the urban hip-hop musical terrain as well as I know other musical genres. Mm-hmm. I was a little nervous because I wanted them to know up front that though I was not well-versed in the urban hip-hop world and I had never really traveled down to the elbow-thrashing levels of reality that are the urban hip-hop musical world, and the video does the talking. And the video was outstanding. standing. And we had a very successful campaign with Zion Eye. So I realized, hey, I might not be an expert in this particular genre, but if the video's doing the talking and we have the great relationships, we, you know, as I said earlier, 80% of any challenging task is just getting started. And then not more than 8 months later, we got a call from another Bay Area artist. He was in the Bay Area at the time. Kanon. Kanon, yes.
Wow.
He had literally just arrived from Somalia. And while we were promoting that video, we were also promoting a Maroon 5 video long before they became a big dealio.
Uh-oh, Andy, you still with us?
Yes. That was the struggling video. And actually, we were working with Maroon 5 at the time, and the label, their label, Octone, called and said, is this guy really from Somalia? I said, as far as I can tell, there. So I was in a very small way the matchmaker between Kanon and Octone Records.
Nice.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Brandy,
have you been a little bit easier now having navigated that those two times to now when you have more artists, you know, other, not just hip hop, but any other genres than you've normally been comfortable with? Is it a lot easier now to work with them now that you know that you can?
Oh, absolutely. And if there are things in your small business that you're not quite good at, my advice, hire people who are.
Good advice. I've heard.
And Andy, what about when it comes to, you know, YouTube? How recently some videos have been pulled down because the views and the comments and the likes happen to be bots. Like, how does that affect an artist? How does that affect a label?
Well, as an independent up-and-coming creative, you need to present to the world an aesthetic that you are genuine. Or authentic, that all things you do in your creative journey are earthy and organic. There is no more surefire buzzkill than to start doing fake, phony, fraudulent activities. Because you're going to present yourself to the entire human family as a fake, phony fraud. And you don't want to do that. So in our world, we pitch to YouTube playlist curators. They are jaded, cynical, seen it all, heard it all. Very quick to tell you it doesn't fit their filter or they politely pass. But it's better for my team and I to get the barbs and arrows than the, you know, fragile, egoed creative. And quite like Spotify, you really just have to pitch and you have to know that the content that you're pitching is quality. Yes, pitching to YouTube playlist curators, that leads to genuine, authentic views. Because if you're part of a bigger playlist, you know, not everybody's watching the playlists. Not everyone has Spotify. When I do my research, lots of people just put a YouTube playlist on and go wash the dishes, take a shower with the music loud, perhaps have an intimate encounter. Who knows?
Hey. Yeah. Very true. Well, what do you find more, I guess, more helpful to an artist? Do you think, you know, YouTube playlists or Spotify playlist pitching? Which one, you know, do you think is more, effective for an artist when it comes to, you know, income and actual streaming numbers?
Well, I believe the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. My belief is you need all your windows and doors open. In other words, you need to take every potential path into your party. Your tent has to be open. And there are many spokes in the wheel in that if you're going to be wanting to have more people discover you, you have to, and it's become such a chore. And of course, if you look at it like a chore, you know, as a public figure, it's not going to be pleasurable. But yes, every single spoke of the wheel, Spotify, YouTube, then you have the Instagram. And let's not forget Facebook and Twitter. And what about TikTok? I mean, it's exhausting to think of all of this, but your best strategy these days is to be doing all the things that your less talented, much more lazy competition, yeah, they're not going to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then also, too, you have iTunes playlists, Pandora. I'm not sure if Deezer has playlists or not, but like you said, there's just so many avenues where you can just concentrate on this one, that one, and move to this playlist or this platform. So, yeah, definitely understand that.
I'm sorry, Kelda, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Brandy.
I was just going to ask, when an artist comes to you and they want to work with you, can you give like a brief overview of kind of what's being offered? Is it different tiers of things based on my budget, or what does that look like if I want to work with you? What do I get?
Well, it's a big dealio for us here since, as mentioned, if you've got a great visual, we have to figure out every potential way to connect it to new potential fans. So, what I always do is I gather my team, we watch the video. If we don't feel it's a good first impression for the client, potential client, we tell them that. And every 10 people we tell that to, there might be one that is miffed, like, who are you?
Okay.
To the music video God, why am I even listening to you? And I say, hey, man, you release this video, all good by me, but I can assure you it's going to suck to be you. Because you know, you can poke at it and you can rub it, but in the end, you cannot polish a turd.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Makes sense.
So if it is a good first impression, we send them a proposal and we basically outline what we would do during a 10-week campaign. Now, we send the video out to people. We've got to tell the client's story. Who are they? What makes them special? Why should anyone pay attention? And as creatives ourselves, we know how difficult it can be to tell that story yourself. So once that story's written, we send it to the client. They can feel free to add to, delete, edit, expound upon, however they see fit. And then if the video hasn't been released yet, we work to secure an exclusive online world premiere. If you're going to go, you might as well go big, because we hit television, we hit content providers. Notice how when you go to the fitness center or the shopping mall, or you're on a cruise ship, or you're at the bowling alley, or you're at Foot Locker, you see videos playing. You want that exposure because you've got a captive audience there. Then, of course, the websites and blogs. Getting that kind of online exposure, not only does it bring more fans into your tent, but it helps tremendously with search engine optimization.
And for those that don't know what search engine optimization is, can you give them a brief description?
Yes. Let's say you have a brand, and your brand is quite similar to somebody else's. That means when people Google you, they're not going to find you. And it's not something you can do quickly. and there's no like quickly become top Google search. It takes time. Absolutely. There's been so many examples when a client is a real search engine optimization nightmare. But what you have to do is just realize that if you can populate the World Wide Web with all things your brand name, and staying consistent is the key to unlock the door. All those other people trying to get in on your brand name, they're going to be relegated to the dustbin of history, aka second page Google search.
And sometimes a second page is good for those starting out.
But if you can't be found, you're going to be, kids like to say, SOL.
So, for example, say if someone is looking up Target and we're not able to view their competitors like a Walmart or, you know, I don't know, Best Buy or whatever, then that means you're not really ranking high on Google search engines, right?
Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. We have an artist named Naya, N-Y-A. When we started with her, Nowheresville. But we started with her in August of 2017. Now when you Google those three letters together, N-Y-A, there she is. And it wasn't a small undertaking to make that happen. Really, nowadays, consistent, sustained promotion. Kelda, that is your middle name.
Yes, it is.
You've been hot. You are always grinding. And that's why people are like, how come my musical endeavors are going nowhere, and how come Kelda is like living large, loving life? It's because you're a worker. You're a hard worker. Have you guys ever met people in this industry? They just think because their music is so gosh darn good that people are going to find them.
Exactly. And you have a lot of creative, talented artists out there, but if you're not willing to put in the work, you know, as far as like researching and attending events, networking with people and learning from those who are established in the industry, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just not. You know what I mean? You're just another artist sitting up here on IG and trying to beg for an opportunity. So, yeah, no, definitely. And Andy, you are a grinder. I mean, you've been in this business for 22 years. Promoting some of the biggest artists. Can you tell us some of the biggest artists that you're working with right now, or the more established artists, I should say?
Sure. Well, you heard about Johnny Cash in 2003 at Catch 22. How is anyone going to hire you unless you've worked with top-notch talent? But how do you work with top-notch talent if nobody's going to hire you? Mm-hmm. So that Johnny Cash Hurt video happened. I went to all the labels and they're like, so what's up with you? And I'm like, well, you know, we're promoting the current Johnny Cash video. And all of a sudden they're interested. Really? So we were right there in the beginning with Death Cab for Cutie, Fueled by Ramen. John, he was working out of his bedroom. He says, I got this band called Paramore. I'm like, bring it on.
Yep.
Good to me. And this was before anyone knew who they were. Finally landed Astroworks, and they brought us a young lady at the time, 2007, named Sia. So from humble beginnings, you know, great things can happen. From small acorns, big oak trees can grow, and we've seen that firsthand. Now, it was exactly 10 years ago when everyone was telling me to pick up my marbles and go home with this new band called The Lumineers. Hokey, cheesy, the song is lame. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. MTV told me they needed an Americana band, like they needed a hole in the head. Americana was not happening in 2012. Mm-hmm. But No, it's true, and it will remain true, and it will be true in perpetuity. Great music will always find an audience. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, it was just that kind of ear candy, perfect for 10 years ago. Ho-Hey by the Lumineers. And all of a sudden, we all know that your best advertising is word of mouth. If you've got super fans, they do all the work for you because you don't got to do nothing but make great music and work will spread. So I remember it was October of 2012. I'm riding down our main drag here in New Jersey. And I pull up next to a vehicle and I hear Ho-Hey coming out of the car speakers. And I'm thinking, wow, that guy is a Lumineers fan. Well, I'm thinking I figured he had the CD, you know, back when CDs were a thing, right? And then all the song comes to the end, and I hear the bumper, you know, Z100. I'm like, no way. The Lumineers are on C1.
Wow. Like,
you never know, but you really got to be focused on when you're on the rise or when you're on the come up, you got to be ready for your opportunities when they come.
Yeah. That is very true. Yeah. Or Brandy?
On the website and saw a lot of your head staff was all from Rutgers University. Was that by accident or by design?
Well, that is my alma mater, my musical group. We were a somewhat big dealio back in the 80s, mostly out of New Brunswick, Court Tavern. They loved us in Hoboken, Maxwell's. Rutgers is where I was the program director at the college radio station, WRSU. I learned how to put shows together at Rutgers, whether it was in the basement of the student center or in various venues around the area, City Gardens in Trenton or the Stone Pony in Asbury Park. And really, you got to learn by doing. And because Rutgers was very, very good to me, and because I still have connections with the folks there in the journalism and mass media department. I don't think they call it that anymore. I think it's like information studies, something. They bring me the best of the best. And just, they come, and if they're great, they stay. Tarana just graduated in May. She is remarkable. Julia also graduated in May. She's just so passionate. It's true. If you love your job, you'll never work a day in your life. Yeah. And we have Eliana. She still has 1 year to go, but we are quite hopeful. I will tell you all that when she does walk in May of 2023 and she gets that diploma, that she can come and work with us full time here. We really do have a championship team, and you're only as good as the people you work with. And I'm very blessed to work with incredible human beings who share my passion for helping others. And that's really difficult in this industry because we all know there's a lot of snake oil salesmen in this business.
Mm-hmm. I always tell people this is the most risky business to get into. And it's like a lottery. You know, you're going to have to throw a lot of money in it, and sometimes you might luck up on an opportunity or sometimes you might not. But either way, you know, if music and art is your passion, then, you know, it really wouldn't make a difference whether you hit the lottery or not.
No truer words have ever been spoken.
And so, Andy, what artists are you currently working with right now? I know the last time we worked together, you were working with Justina Valentine from Wild Now.
Absolutely. 2013. This was before it had that could have had a V8 moment. It's like, my last name's Valentine. Maybe I should change my hair color, right? And of course, in that rough and tumble world of Paterson, New Jersey, you can imagine there were a lot of people who were, it really are in the wrong musical lane here, my lovely. And the more people would suggest that maybe she should pick up her marbles and go, this wasn't a world for the likes of a Justina Valentine, the more determined she was to show everybody that no one's going to tell Justina Valentine what she can or cannot do.
We were just talking to the president of Hip Video, Andy Gessner, who was telling us everything about what he does in the music industry, from video, music video promotion, to marketing, everything. Let's see. Hey sis, okay, let's see. I just accepted his. Dude, an IG does not save like drafts, does it?
No, they should though, especially right. How it just cut off. They should just save them.
Hold on, I'm trying to bring them back in. Yeah, sorry about that, you guys. Don't worry, we're going to bring them back on, and we'll just make it. Andy, so sorry about that. It was my fault. I had my phone sitting on my computer. The computer's blowing hot air, and my phone just shut off.
Actually, we're all back. Hey, I want to take this opportunity to introduce the viewing audience to Buster. He is.
Hey, Buster.
There he is.
Oh, Buster.
He is our official mascot. And you can tell he's Logie from being a disruptor all Buster. Day. There he is.
Indeedy. So, Andy, we have about 20 more minutes. My phone decided to kick us off. So if you don't mind, can you reintroduce us to who you are again and Hip Video, and we'll get straight into the questions.
Yes. Hip Video promo president, owner, Andy.
Yes. Okay. Brandy Diamond, would you guys like to kick off some of the questions?
Well, I was just in the middle before we broke off, where I was just asking what did you have next in line, if anything, because you were doing the video promotion. Now you're helping artists get placed on Spotify. So is there anything new in the works, or are we still focusing on what's happening now?
Well, we do have Hip Video Productions. We do help clients, as Kelda is aware, make visual content. Mm-hmm. We had the great privilege of helping her with a lyric video. I would say that because we're right here and we're keeping our eye on whatever new trends are out there, helping clients with their online digital footprint, that is something that we also do to help our clients get to the next level. It's important to note that if there are new ways to help independent creatives, I'm going to be one of the first people to know about it, because I am the one-man sales crew. I get it. A lot of these promo companies, not only do you not speak to the person in charge, a lot of these places, you don't speak to anyone. So by actually really listening to your clients, they'll tell you straight up what it is they're hoping to achieve and what it is they need. Hence the reason why now we're doing things like Spotify playlist pitching and helping with social media marketing, helping clients make a great lyric video or an official music video. You just want to know you can trust the people that are advocating, fighting the good fight on your behalf. So My hope is that 61 years old, I can go another 22 years. I figure at 83, I'll still get on the phone with people and do the chit chat.
Okay. And what are some of the challenges that you have promoting not only established artists, but newer artists when it comes to their music videos?
They don't appreciate it when I tell them that if you're not yourself, who will be? In other words, if people are coming to your party and you're not at the door greeting them, taking their coat, showing them where the food is, the keg is out the back door, you got to show these people the warm and fuzzy. And so many clients, because they don't have the same kind of intestinal fortitude that a Kelda Music has, and who are prepared to grind nonstop, pedal to the metal, they wonder why they're not getting anywhere. And it's because they don't appreciate that as a public figure, if you don't show these people that you appreciate them, they're going to go find someone else to become fans of. That's just the way it works.
That's very, very true. And so when it comes to, say, promoting a newer artist, what are some of the, you know, beginning stages that you take? Like, do you go straight to Spotify pitching, or, you know, do you just promote their videos first online and then you take it to like BET, MTV?
No, it's every single angle, every single spoke of the wheel needs to be utilized. And as you well know, we take time to work with the client with the online digital footprint, teaching them how important something as simple as a call to action. And for anyone watching who isn't aware, the human family, given the choice between doing something and doing nothing, they're going to opt for nothing. So as a humble creative, if let's say you have a YouTube video, if you put right there at the top, would love to know what you think of my new music video. Your opinion counts. So please share. People are going to be like, wow, this artist is actually asking me, little old me, for my opinion. Well, this is a great video. Let me leave a comment. So, yes, or hashtags. Hashtags are so important. If you use hashtags that can really help move the needle, it's like knowledge. Too many great artists have perished due to lack of knowledge. So we literally take the time not to tell our clients what to do with their online digital footprint, but teach them what to do. And we're actually here for the entire duration of the 10-week campaign to help them navigate all of these platforms. Because if you're like me, you're always scared you're going to do something that's going to cause a problem. How great would it be to have a team of people that you can actually lean on so that you do things the right way?
That makes a lot of sense. Yes. Don't you ladies agree? That's like, because we're all musicians here, and we've all had challenges and struggles on, you know, knowing how to, you know, produce good quality content and how to launch it to the masses. This is, you know, very informative information. Sure. Andy, what would it take, like, to work with a company like yours? Do you need a degree? If so, what kind of degree?
Just people, I am an equal opportunity employer. I will interview anyone. I am from the school where just because you don't have a degree or a pedigree, it's really all about the human interaction. I'll interview clients, young people, and really get a good vibration right from the get-go if they're a good fit for what you're hoping to accomplish with your small business. I think the biggest issues with younger people today is, for whatever reason, they have this arrogant sense of entitlement that just because they went to X school or because they're a huge music, they just think that that's enough. Another issue I have is some of the younger people, they don't make eye contact. Why do they not make eye contact? It troubles me because I'm wondering, well, if they're not making eye contact with me, maybe they're hiding something. I don't know. Or it could be that they're not used to looking at actual other human beings' faces because they spend their entire day looking at whatever handheld electronic device is in the palm of their hand.
That sounds like a lot of people today, though, still. There's sometimes I'm in meetings and I'm like looking at my phone and then I'm like, oh, wait, what? Oops, sorry. But yeah, that can get pretty annoying, especially when you're talking opportunity and handling people's projects. Yeah. Definitely, definitely. And so how did you find your current staff to help you with, you know, video promotions and playlist pitching? Like, how did you find those that have the proper skill set?
Well, you don't always know up front, but I would say that as a very... I can imagine I'm not an easy person to work for because I need folks to work at a very high standard. And in the case of Mike, my senior VP, I knew him as an incredible rock and roll drummer. Kevin, who came on board in 2019, he is also a very gifted drummer. Now, I am a bass player, so... Bassists and drummers, I think they have this certain telepathic connection. Because we all know in a rock and roll band, if the drummer and the bassist, if they don't connect, you're not there. You could have the best lead singer or the best guitar player, but if that bottom, that rhythm section isn't solid as a rock, it's like you need a solid, sturdy foundation to build on. So I think that definitely is something that because we have that same kind of growing up in the musical wheelhouse that we have a certain sense of camaraderie that you really can't put a price tag
on. Very, very, very true. Brandy, Diamond, you guys have any questions? Or I guess you could ask the ones that you asked earlier.
I did. I'm sorry.
So Andy, can you tell us, you know, being an entrepreneur of your own music promotion company, for a new artist coming out, what kind of team do they need to build around themselves in order to be successful?
Well, I think a lot of young up-and-coming artists, they want to hire people to do the work for them and work that way. You are the CEO of your creative pursuits. So find someone that you can trust to help guide you. That is an extremely slippery slope in that what you really need to do is you need to go to people you trust with that would be able to help me. Most of our clients, they come from referrals. People will reach out to folks they know and say, hey, I just shot this video. I don't know what to do with it now. And word spread.